Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Monday, October 6th. Let's take a look at the cues that will shape the trading day today. Indian markets ended the first week of October on a strong footing, with the Sensex and Nifty gaining nearly 1% each. The broader market outperformed, with the mid-cap index rising almost 2% and the Nifty Bank surging over 2% as well. All sectoral indices closed in the green, led by PSU banks and metals, both up around 4% last week. At Friday's close, markets ended near the day's highs, supported by strength in metals as Tata Steel, Hindalco and Nalco led the charge. The NSE advance decline ratio stood at 2:1, showing the breadth firmly in favour of advances. Among individual names, Tata Motors, Shriram Finance and Kotak Mahindra Bank were the top gainers on the Nifty, while in the mid-cap space, MRPL, L&T Finance, Hindustan Zinc, Vodafone Idea and Aditya Birla Capital were the standout performers last week. The Nifty Bank has been on a four-day winning streak, bolstered by positive sentiment following the RBI's policy announcements last week. With quarterly business updates from HDFC Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank and other PSU lenders now in focus, the index will likely remain in the spotlight as we begin the new week. On the flows front, foreign investors sold equities worth over 1,500 crore rupees on Friday, while domestic institutions turned net buyers to the tune of nearly 490 crore rupees. Experts suggest continuing with the buy-on-dip strategy for the index. They peg immediate support for the Nifty at 24,730, followed by 24,600, while resistance is seen at the 50% and 61.8% retracement levels. A break beyond those could set the stage for a retest of the recent swing high of 25,450. Let's take a quick check on global markets now. Japan's Nikkei surged over 4% to scale a record high after the ruling Liberal Democratic Party chose Sane Takaichi as its new leader, paving the way for her to become the country's first female prime minister. The yen weakened sharply, down nearly 1.5% against the dollar, while the Japan's 30-year bond yield climbed more than 10 basis points. Chinese and South Korean markets are shut for holidays, while GIFT Nifty is hinting at a flat start for the Indian market. Meanwhile, European markets ended higher on Friday, extending last week's gains. On Wall Street, the three major indices closed higher, even as the US government shutdown entered into a third day, delaying the September jobs report. The S&P 500 pulled back slightly from record highs, but still logged strong weekly gains. The focus this week will be on commentary from Fed officials, including Chairman Jerome Powell on Thursday. In the bond market, the US 10-year yield rose to around 4.1%, while ISM services PMI for September slipped to 50, below expectations. The dollar weakened on Friday, posting multi-week losses. On to the commodities market then, gold prices hovered near record highs, marking a 7th straight weekly gain on safe haven demand. Meanwhile, Brent crude climbed back above $65 a barrel after OPEC Plus agreed to raise output modestly in November. And in the crypto market, Bitcoin crossed the $125,000 mark to hit a fresh all-time high. Let's move on to the key stocks that could be in focus today. HDFC Bank came out with its business update. Gross advances rose nearly 10% year-on-year to over 27.6 lakh crore rupees, while deposits climbed 15% to 27.1 lakh crore rupees. The bank also reported steady growth in CASA deposits and assets under management. Kotak Mahindra Bank also posted a healthy update, with net advances growing nearly 16% year-on-year to 4.6 lakh crore rupees. Deposits too were higher by over 14%. PNB reported double-digit growth in both advances and deposits, with global business rising over 10% year-on-year. Meanwhile, IndusInd Bank reported weaker numbers, with both advances and deposits slipping on a year-on-year basis, while its CASA ratio also moderated. Bandhan Bank, on the other hand, saw loans and advances rise over 7% year-on-year, though CASA deposits slipped compared to last year. Yes Bank reported steady growth, with advances up over 6% and deposits higher by more than 7%. In NBFCs, Bajaj Finance reported strong growth, with its customer franchisee crossing 110 million. The new loans booked were up 26% year-on-year, while assets under management jumped 24% to 4.6 lakh crore rupees. L&T Finance too reported robust growth in retail disbursements and a sharp improvement in retailization of its loan book. From the commodity space, Vedanta's aluminium production rose 1% year-on-year, though zinc and silver production saw a decline. Hindustan Zinc reported a drop in saleable and refined lead production, even as refined zinc output inched up. Marico said demand trends remained stable through most of the quarter, with the festive season likely to improve sentiment further. Its foods and premium personal care portfolio continued to scale up, while international business growth remained strong. On the pharma side, Lupin is in focus after the US FDA classified its inspection at the Pithampur Unit 2 manufacturing facility as official action indicated. The company is working with the regulator to resolve compliance issues. And finally, watch out for Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail after Flipkart Investments is looking to offload up to 6% stake in AB Lifestyle via a block deal valued at around $112 million. The primary market, meanwhile, is also buzzing with activity. Two of the biggest IPOs of the year opened for subscription this week. The 15,500 crore rupee IPO of Tata Capital kicks off for subscription today, and the 11,600 crore offering from LG Electronic India opens on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Canara Robeco Asset Management Company, the second oldest asset management company in India, will open its IPO for subscription on the 9th of October. And in our Voice of the Day segment, here is a view from Kunal Shah of Carnelian Capital on what he expects from the IT sector this time around as the second quarter earnings season kicks off with TCS reporting numbers later this week. Let's take a listen.
You know, the visa dependence for us has come down meaningfully from the first time Trump talked about it way back in 2017-18, if you remember. Right. So, in fact, in a sense, you know, it's more of a Swadesh moment for us. You know, where people will now think of, you know, opportunities and avenues other than India, which also should kind of augur well for us back home in India. Second is, any which ways, as I said, the dependence on H-1B visa has meaningfully come down to have an impact on all the IT companies from 2017, where all this started for the first time. Coming to numbers, you know, I think mid-cap IT companies should report much better numbers still than the large cap, you know, IT companies. You know, still for large cap IT companies, the growth is pre-COVID levels, but valuations, even after the correction, are post-COVID levels. You know, so till the time we see earnings upgrades to happen or improvements to happen, which, you know, to my mind, still for large cap IT companies is one or two quarters away. You know, I still think we'll have to see how this plays out. But for sure, mid-cap IT companies will report better numbers this time around, much better than the large-cap IT companies.
Before we wrap, a word on global trade. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India's inability to strike a deal with the US stems from the lack of common ground on several issues, a gap that has resulted in tariffs on Indian exports. He revealed that New Delhi is currently negotiating on the 50% tariffs imposed on India, but stressed that the country's red lines have to be respected. He added that finding an understanding with the US is crucial, given it's India's number one market. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Have a great trading day and thanks for listening.